Portions of the following program have been edited to fit in this time slot.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Tell that somebody don't care and watch them look at you funny.
Right now, right now, right now, right now.
Discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot, is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh man, I don't give that a second thought, because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So, no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
We're on the street today talking to people about who helps them with their finances. Ma'am, I understand you don't have a financial person. What are you waiting for?
I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night.
And sir, I think I heard you say you don't like the way your financial guy treats you. Well, just how does he make you feel? And sir, I understand your financial guy was so bad you became homeless. Where do you live now?
Known the doctor today.
Ma'am, other than great financial advice, what are you looking to get from an asset preservationist?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
And you, sir, what do you think an asset preservationist should be most interested in?
Money.
Well, I know a guy named David Ernest. Here's one of his clients now. Sir, would you describe the service that you get from David Ernest? Sir, you're one of David's clients, too. How do you feel?
I feel good.
So, is everyone tired of bad service from their financial guy? Well, everybody jump in my car and I'll take you to see David Ernest. Then you'll all be saying... And you'll be telling David Ernest...
You make the rockin' world go round.
Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
From our super secret studio, where we boogie down, then we boogie right back up again, David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David today at 334-279-7431 or at 205-479-0839. David and his highly skilled staff are waiting to hear from you. Just boogie on over to the phone and call David. Do it before the boogeyman gets you. He put boogie in your shoes, and we think he put a boogie on the shower curtain.
That's nasty.
Let's have a big hand for David Ernest.
All right, thank you, Rusty. And yes, there are boogeymen out there trying to take away your freedom, but that wasn't the same kind of boogeyman, was it? We just talked about that a little bit ago.
That's right. That's right.
It's a different boogeyman.
It's a different boogeyman, other than the boogeyman that you were taught from your childhood. It was up under the bed, or as you grew up, you know, it turned into the tax man.
That's but, one of them. There's quite a few. But you know, when I was a kid, we called him the booger man.
The booger man.
Yeah,
well, you see things differently when you're a child, you know. But I remember, let's see, what was it? I can't remember how my little girl put when I said we're going to the food world. And she always said, dude world. No, we're not going to dude world. We're going to food world.
Well, it's funny how you hear these things. I can remember when I was a little bitty kid, they was talking about human beings. I thought they was talking about a bean. I said, how can a bean be a human? I'm going, this is crazy, man. It's the way you hear it, and you don't know, and you just think about it. But you know, they're talking. You misunderstand these things. But I can tell you what: where the nation is beginning to understand who the boogeyman really is, and who we dance with and jive with real good. And now there ain't no jiving going on. We're getting poked with a pitchfork now.
Yep, we are. And little fires popping up all everywhere, you know, different things for you to focus on and to take your mind off of what's really happening, you know. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain, you know. don't pay any attention to the man whose son is over there in Ukraine and doing wheels with China. And
come on, man.
Don't pay any attention to it. Just pay attention to and look at what we say for you to look at.
I know it, Rick. I'm telling you, in the average person our age, because we're baby boomers, you're a baby boomer. Right. We've been booming for a while, booming and blooming. And it's a shame, though, that everything that we know and have seen down through our lives is so obvious to us baby boomers. And then, of course, the Generation Xers. And then some of the young folks catching on real quick. Who really is and what party to this is the boogeyman party?
Right. Well, the boogeyman got his seed way long ago when he got in the school system, right? And just programming the minds of the children. And we're the last generation that remembers, that we're taught true history, if you will, you know?
Amen.
Without them forcing all of the different agendas on us. David,
I can't believe this stuff that kids listen to.
They can't do a thing without a phone in their hand.
That's true.
That's true. You know, you got to have your phone now.
Yeah, well,
you can't just take your eyes off of that.
The boogeyman of the world has made the phone a necessary boogeyman.
It's integrated. It's integrated like everything else in the big puzzle. Health field, everything's integrated so that you have to follow their allegiance without knowing it. So you've got to open up your eyes and know that what's coming next, actually, you know?
Control. Total control.
Control. They want total control. Right now they want chaos. You don't know it, but it's the minority doing these things, pushing these things.
Exactly.
It's a minority. It's a very minuscule number of people, but they have that media. Why? Because they've got the megaphone, or the Democrats, the folks in control now, are controlling all of the media as well.
Ain't that the truth? It's so obvious, Rick. Look at how they talk about Donald Trump. They just constantly say bad things about him, degrade him. And it's so obvious to the rest of us, the folks like us that have been around for a while and know how the real world works,
that
he's been railroaded, which means we're being railroaded. Which means the boogeyman is sticking pitchforks in us.
We're on the same boat, okay? Now, where's the boat going to dock? That's just where we got to decide. Where are we heading, you know? Are we going to that dark shore?
Hades.
We're heading there fast, David. They're steaming at, 90 knots. But we want to steer that boat somewhere else. It was like, Harry Truman said, once the government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and create a country where everyone lives in fear.
Yeah.
Fear is the key.
I live in fear, and people may not believe this, but I live in fear about them trying to tell me I can't do this radio show because they've tried to. We've had three attempts by, I'm not going to name the organizations, but they're connected to, some of them are connected to the government, some of them are connected to the radical left wing that have tried to stop us from broadcasting. You know, if you want to know who they are, all you got to do is come talk to me and I'll show you who they are.
Yeah.
And they're still listening to us. They would love to stop us for various reasons. It's political. And I was warned before we started doing the political end of the financial show, in other words, that part of finances, because most of the time, nobody really tells you the truth about the politics of financing. You know, everybody knows that, you know, we've got a Republican in there, then maybe the economy is going to do better than the Democrats. But what they don't tell you is the dirty, rotten, scoundrel stuff, the boogeyman thing. Like 151A, that's a boogeyman to Tim, and that doesn't mean anything. They tried to take away the ability for you to have freedoms to buy products that will guarantee you can't lose your money. There's been attempts, and they're constantly doing it, in the name of whatever, the name of trying to help you, the name of, it's always deceitful. You better beware of something's going on.
The battle is in principalities, okay? It's not among men. You got to get people to understand that. More than half of them, half that they just go, I don't know about that. But, you know, you got to open your eyes up and see.
Exactly. These it's all leaders, about money, though. I mean, control and power.
And, oh, well, money and power.
Yeah.
And the other things that
That's
they
right.
love. But, you know, it's going to send us all down the toilet.
Well, and I've talked about Elizabeth Warren a lot because she's a big advocate of trying to supposedly work for the little people, the average American, the middle class. But when you look at what she's doing, and I'm going to go back to the financial products again, financial products that are out there. She is trying to limit them in the name of helping. Now, why on earth would you want to limit stuff in the name of helping, when the stuff that you limit it to is stuff that only the rich can afford?
Yeah.
You see the paradox there? You see the
hypocrisy? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they get in bed with these organizations that are undoubtedly funding them money unbelievable. And they tell the poor people that they're trying to help them, where in reality they're helping the rich people and putting a pitchfork in their butt.
So really,
the hot poker is what it is. And essentially, they're not trying to help us. They're trying to put the poker to you.
Just a Band-Aid. They never get to the root cause, you know, which is basically communication and education.
Exactly. And they say, don't make the truth political. Well, how can you not? Like when Donald Trump came into office in 2016, he pulled the poker out of us and all the products flourished. And the 151A and all the DOL, Department of Labor, that Obama was trying to use to ramrod some of this stuff that Elizabeth Warren was pushing, they completely backed off. And Donald Trump said, let free enterprise, let people free will, let what people want exist. Don't take away the ability for the human nature to develop the products or competition.
A bunch of hoops to jump through before you're able to do it, you know,
right.
If you can. Yeah.
Things got really good while he was in there. And then in 2020, it just went back to poker again.
Yeah, very quickly.
And they're doing it again. They're trying to get the Department of Labor to tell the Securities Exchange Commission and the insurance departments how to do their job. And they want to limit the products again. And they do it in the name of this word, fiduciary. Now, I'm a fiduciary because by law I have to be. All a fiduciary is, Rick, is someone who does everyone as well as they can, and they don't take any money or letting it influence them to do something otherwise. They're doing what they think is the best. And I've used this example before, Rick. If you were going to talk to a man of God or a priest or someone, and you went to a Catholic priest, he's not going to tell you to go to the Methodist church, is he?
Right. No.
And by the same token, the Methodist is not going to tell you to go to the Catholic church, is he?
No.
Which one's right? See, you've got to choose. Say, okay, we're going to outlaw the Methodist version. You got to go. We're only going to give you two because you're so stupid you can't figure it out. That's what they're telling American people when it comes to their investment. So we're going to let you either be a Catholic or some kind of radical evangelistic. Okay? I'm not saying that they would do that. I'm just using that as an example.
They're funneling it toward them. That's
what
they're doing.
And so they funnel it because, you know, we all know, and I'm not knocking religion when I say this because, you know, I have my fundamental beliefs. I'm a fundamental, you know, Baptist, Methodist kind of, you know, I'm in there. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is I think you should have the freedom of religion. And if you can have freedom of religion, you should have freedom of the way you invest your money.
Right.
You should have the ability to do it without some radical like Elizabeth Warren saying you're going to go to retirement hell if you don't do this. And it's a lie, because she's going to go to what we call enhanced heaven money-wise. She gets money for this. It's not direct money. The special interest groups, they pay money for you to advocate them, you know. And they may not even verbally come out and say it, but they know who their friends are or their enemies. So politics, it's a dirty thing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of boogeymen involved and boogie women.
And here comes Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. She'll poke you for sure with that poker. Yeah, for real. Yeah. She's a devil, in my opinion, because she's, she don't tell you the straight and narrow. She's just narrow, you know, and no straight about it. But Massachusetts, I mean, that's where she's from. I never forget, Rick. I went to a convention not too long ago, and I was talking to this guy. He's a real nice fella. His name was Joe. I'm not going to give his last name, but he's this good old Joe, and his real name was Joe. I said, Joe, where are you from? He said, Massachusetts, but don't hold that against me. I didn't vote for Elizabeth Warren. Not all of us are crazy in Massachusetts. That was the answer I got. We all laughed. Point is, people in every state know good, bad, and evil. And it's just according to what you define as good, bad, and evil. But I think when you're trying to limit the ability for someone to play it safe and to have good products that are not going to, you know, people don't care about taking care of them, they get took care of. That's the reason why Earnest Financial does what they do. We do little people on up to big people. We don't care. We're going to take care of them. We're not going to say, no, you got to have $500,000 to come talk to us. But we know why these people do that. It's because the system of Elizabeth Warren and her type of folks, that puts them into the situation where they have to ask for a $500,000 or more because they've limited the product that won't work. So they have no ability or desire to help the little guy. That's really where government needs to be helping. Is the little people more than the big people? They already got They got plenty of money.
It's turned upside down. From
back assward.
Yeah, back assward.
People laugh about this, but essentially, we really do want to save people's ass sets. You know what I mean? Really. And people talk to me about that slogan all the time. They just love the way we say it, but it's the truth. The truth is, you've got to save your ass sets, especially the older you get. Because if you don't, if we get into a turmoil or a downturn, it could be horrible. And the politician's not going to write a check for you personally. They'll write a check for a big insurance company like AIG to fail or something like that.
But illegal immigrant.
Or a bank. They're not going to give, Joe Blow citizen a check. So you, if your system fails you, you're in hot water.
You'll have a little cup there, and you'll be at the entrance of the mall. You know, tea rubble.
it's sad, but you know, to just keep it from happening is the most important thing. But getting back to the bands and the music, you know, this stuff of KC and the Sunshine Band being, I mean, I think they actually came out like, 74, 75, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I can remember the first time I ever really saw anything about them. I'd heard their music and everything, but I was getting on an elevator in a hospital, in Children's Hospital, in about 1974 or 75, somewhere in there. Uh-huh. They were about to have a concert in Birmingham, and on the side of the elevator there, it said, come join us. KC, the Sunshine Band, blah, blah, blah. And I looked at him and said, man, those are the ones that I've been hearing on the radio. And ever since then, I knew who KC and the Sunshine Band was because of that poster sticking in that elevator. I never, you know how you remember stuff like that? It's kind of weird.
We used to put our poster there in the elevator. The CEO let us put it there. He was one of our biggest fans, you know? Yeah, with City Slickers, but...
until the administration starts telling you to take your poster out of there because they want to control everything. I remember all those days too. But control, no matter what, control is always out there, and it's either good or bad. But when they're trying to control you individually from your ability to, you know, talk about what you want to talk about or represent what you want to represent, there's a problem, because that's not freedom of enterprise anymore, or freedom to function. And we just keep on getting that over and over and over, where they want to take our freedoms away.
We have inherently been given freedom by our creator, you know, and we need to be able to make decisions without someone making them for us, David.
I agree totally. And if you want to come towards someone like me to help you, it's your own decision, which road to heaven, just like the road to highway to retirement heaven, whether you want to go through a guaranteed program when you're older to make sure that you never will lose your money, never be lost in the retirement program, it's your decision. And that's what we do. But the thing is, our program's grown really good too, especially in the beginning. You get these big bonuses and everything. And Rusty, will you take us out to a break and give these folks the phone number so we can come back in just a little bit and talk some more about the devil and the details?
David, you know I'm ready to give out those phone numbers. I was just kind of sitting around here waiting on the boogeyman. Well, there he goes right there. Maybe he'll leave me alone for the next few minutes. So I can give out these phone numbers, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. I know you and Rick have been giving some good advice about money and retirement, but I'm just here to tell you the best advice that I can give is to call those numbers today. Get yourself a no-obligation consultation appointment to sit down with David or Princess Leah or Too Tall Matthew and talk about things, learn about your money in these great programs and these huge bonuses you get. And I'll tell you why we can't talk about these bonuses on the radio, because they're so huge, they're so big. If the story of these bonuses came through the radio, it would probably blow it to smithereens.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Earnest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Earnest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a pirate.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of tequila.
Oh, Mr. Pirate, I understand you get a lot of booty.
We are out at sea for extended periods of time, and...
Oh, you mean like treasure? Yes, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes we come back into port and we have so much money we don't know what to do with it.
What do you do with it?
We take it to our money man, David Earnest.
The money man with the money plan?
Yeah, that's him, man. And if you have some money that you want to make sure is there when you need it, like when you retire from piracy or politics, you can call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Thank you for the interview, Mr. Pirate. Is there any way I can get a tour of your ship?
Yeah, man, we can show you around a little bit. We just can't take you down to deck 2.
What's the matter with deck 2?
Kind of a bad smell down there, man.
Really? Why is that?
That's the poop deck, man.
Right.
Tonight on Forensic Files at 7, a man is murdered, but an address book, a piece of spaghetti, and a laundry tag help police solve the case. At 7:30, a guy gets killed, but a page from a day runner, some leftover lasagna, and an old movie ticket help police solve the case. At 8, some dude gets whacked, but a business card with an address scrawled on the back, some macaroni and cheese, and a receipt from Walmart. Wait a minute. These three episodes are all the same show.
Yes, we run it over and over again because the shows are so old.
Well, why don't you make some new ones?
Well, the narrator,
yeah,
that guy with the really cool voice,
yeah,
well, he died.
Well, why don't you get a new narrator?
Well, everybody likes him.
But you can't keep showing the same show over and over again.
Well, yes, we can. What we do is we take the old narrator recordings,
uh-huh,
and we put new video with it.
And people buy that?
Yeah, some of them are pretty dumb.
Well, why do you say that?
Because they're watching Forensic Files.
Right. Well, it's still stupid and I'm not doing it anymore.
Well, you want to get paid, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay then. Here's the plot of the 9 o'clock show.
A man gets unalived, but an address on a bathroom stall, some SpaghettiOs, and a UPC label help police solve it. Is this the same thing?
Yes, it is, but could you read the last line?
Tonight on Forensic Files.
That's a wrap.
The Health and Wealth Show, in cooperation with our home office in Possum Trot, Alabama, proudly presents great quotes from American presidents.
The only thing we have not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Together, we will make America great again.
The biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports.
What?
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice. I tried it the third time, and I tried it the fourth time.
Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
It's going
to
allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
I got hairy legs.
I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade. And beyond that, we're going to need it. She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
What a stupid son of a...
Okay, hold it. How about quotes from four great American presidents? And one dumbass.
Poor Joe. Bless his heart.
Are you kidding? I know I'm ugly. I asked a bartender to make me a zombie. Told me God beat him to it. And I'll tell you, you know when you're ugly, all right? Well, Halloween, my wife sends the kids out dressed like me. I mean, I'll tell you the whole story. I mean it. I mean, you know when you're ugly. Well, last Halloween, a kid tried to pull my face off. And my kids, they flip a coin to see who has to kiss me goodnight. And I was an ugly kid, too. I told my old man, never took me to the zoo. He said, if they want you, they'll come and get you. Well, that's the story of my life. No respect. Don't even know this. No respect at all. Are you kidding me? Well, I was drowning. I was yelling, help, help. And the lifeguard ran over. So they're like, buddy, keep it down. Keep it down. I don't get no respect from anyone. Well, I called up suicide prevention. They try to talk me into it.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made three or four movies, and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Thank you so much, Rusty. He's been in radio for over 40 years. He knows these things. Yes, he knows a few things. And Rick, you know a few things too when it comes to music and when it comes to the history of music and medical stuff you know a lot about. And you also know a lot about you know, investing, because you've been working with me now for several years, ever since you fully retired. You know, I've been talking to you for years before that, but how long you been retired now? How many years has it been?
I have been retired for 3.5, almost 4 years now. Yep.
Time flew when you were having fun, didn't it?
Absolutely.
You had some projects that you wanted to work on. Did you finish all of them yet? Probably not.
Your life's a project with me, you know. ADD. I've just always have to be doing something. But yeah, we remodel a house. I laugh because my wife said she wanted a new kitchen counter. Well, I could not see a marble counter without a nice, I could see it for sure with several other things worked on as well. But yeah, we took down a support wall and opened it up, and it took a long time. We both worked very hard on it. We're proud of it.
Yeah, I'm looking behind your head there. That looks like some cabinetry behind you there.
Yep, that's some cabinetry behind. That's just one of those, they call them wardrobes or something like that. But
it looks nice.
I got a good deal on some cabinets. Now, I did put in the cabinets. We did it all ourselves. We did it all ourselves. Didn't contract out a thing. Yeah. I had the electrical now. I had an electrician come over and change out from the aluminum to copper wiring. But yeah, everything else we did, and we just wanted to open up our house for the grandkids and great grandchildren, and just make it a nice place for everyone to gather and to have the seasonal gatherings, real fun, lots of fun.
And that's the thing. Now, I mean, you're retired, and now you're coming back to work with me, and so you're coming out of retirement, but I call this getting into the fun part of retirement. In other words, Rick, I talk to a lot of people about semi-retiring. When people come talk to me, they talk about, how's this money thing going to look? And essentially, I would say 80% to 90% of the time, there's always some kind of little job. If it's a male and female, then maybe the female doesn't work, but the male does, or vice versa. But usually there's at least one person in the family that's going to keep the poker in the fire, keep everything hot. In other words, they're going to continue to work some, and some of them get these fantastic deals. Like some of them go back to work where they came from, or the same kind of job or similar job or something totally different. But they get this contract work, and then some people start their own business, something they've always dreamed of doing, and just all these wonderful things. But, I get to be part of that, and I love it because I get to see people really flourish.
Right.
Something that they didn't feel like they were entrapped to do. It's something that they create. You know what I mean? And we're conserving the money where it won't go away, and we're making it work, and we're doing all kinds of things with that. But then they get to do these things that they feel comfortable to do, that they always wanted to do, and now they're flourishing even more. Not just the money staying.
Yeah, using their talents as their primary
coming out
on the stage instead of I enjoyed my work at the hospital. Don't get me wrong, and I was there 44 years, but it would have been, and I of course played music and did things all along. You got to have your hobbies. But you kind of wonder, well, what if I'd chosen that path, But after you retire, if and I thank the Lord for my health, you don't have one foot in. So let's do what you want to do, and it's a bonus that you get to use your talents, other talents,
Yeah, so, listen, I've known you for years, Rick. I knew you had talents too. When it comes to, you're a personable guy, and I mean you're a musician. I always thought about you doing this with me. You know what I'm saying? What we're doing now?
Did you really?
About it, and then I also thought about playing music with you, which we're working on. So
Right.
You folks out there listening, you hadn't seen anything yet until you see this thing come together. In other words, like when we talk about putting their life together in retirement, about their money. The money's not a problem. We can handle that easy. But there's other things like, what do you want to do while you're retired? You don't want to go home and just sit like a couch potato. That's not good. You don't want to go home like that. But what are you going to do that's fun? Some people say, well, they want to travel. Well, they travel for 6 months or so, and then they get tired of that, and they come back to the real world, and they travel a little more after that. But you just don't want to stay in some people do. Some people might want to travel for a few years. That's okay if you've got the money. That's okay if you got the desire. Most people want to stay close to their children and grandchildren, or at least, you know, it just depends. But they all want to do something usually that they always dreamed about doing, or getting paid different. You know what the really big difference is, Rick? Being able to say, I ain't coming in. Now I'm going to work today.
Yeah, you can't say that at the hospital. I ain't coming in.
Any job, really, Hardy. I mean, like, we want you to come in Monday at 10 o'clock. No, I'm not coming. Why? Well, I don't feel like it. I just don't want to. Well, usually that means you're fired, just like Donald Trump said. You're fired. But now you can say, well, I don't want to work that day. Matter of fact, I'm going to take a few weeks off, and then I'm going to work one day a week. You know, whatever you want to do, you know. That's the beauty of being, and I'm going to use the word semi-retired, because you don't ever want to completely 100% retire, because you know what that does to you normally?
Kill you. Well, you decrepit. Yeah.
You've got to have something to do. But do what you want to do. And that's right. The reason why making sure your money doesn't give up on you when you're wanting to do something that you've always wanted to do. I mean, like, we have a massive stock drop, like massive, like 40, 50, 60% stays down for a long time. That hinders what you wanted to do. That hinders your life. It hinders your income.
Yeah.
And we want to take that off the table, you know, where you don't have to worry about that big stock drop occurring when you wanted to make your life so much different, you know? And if the market goes up, we go up with it, you know, but we don't go down. And that gives you more time and more freedom, but it also gives you the ability to not worry.
That's, exactly. You know, you've got a very unique product. Yeah.
And, you know, Rick, you work with interventionists, radiological interventionists, and you work with cardiologists. Yeah. You saw a lot of cardiac disease.
A little. Well, I saw a few cardiacs, you know, the heart, but I never really liked working in there too much. I was in the interventional radiology department, and I like to say that we were doing surgeries via catheters in the groin, you know.
Right.
Delivering embolic.
Well, you're opening up the arteries in the veins, whatever. But point being is, you know, these things can happen to anyone. And sometimes you have to slow down, and then you can speed back up later. But life's short. Now you got to enjoy it, because you never know when your last day comes. But if you live a long time, you surely don't want your money to go away. You know, there's this old saying, I've said it before, the only thing worse than dying is outliving your money. And there's a lot of ring and rhyme to that. You know, maybe we could write a song about
a song.
It might be depressing, but I don't know if it would be any worse than the Boogeyman. I'm your Boogeyman, and I know AC/DC had another one called Boogeyman, and that was a completely different Boogeyman. But there's been quite a few Boogeymen or Boogeyman songs, but. It's amazing why people write music about the boogeyman, you know. So,
there's a different boogie, you know. I could boogie. Hey, I'm ready to boogie, you know. And then there's the boogeyman that, you know, watch out around that corner over there. You know?
I know.
We got one in the White House, by the way. Anyway, then
I think we got a demented boogeyman. He forgot where the pitchfork was, and it still stuck up his. I'm not going to say, but anyway, he's sad. He's really sad. He's being used by the real boogeyman, I think.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He's just a fallen. He might have. You know, a lot of people used to think he was an angel back when he would do things back years and years ago, but I think that he's a fallen angel. I don't think he really ever was an angel, but he's probably a fallen boogeyman.
They use the usual magnet that they do, the green, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's
pulling
it.
Pulling the strings, the WEF, the UN, you know, they're the real boogeyman. But
they're trying to control the rest of us. They're trying to do, and it's a shame that. I was just listening the other day where they said they have all this evidence against Hunter Biden and his father, where they've taken like $5 million through some money laundering from Ukraine and some other places. And they've got the facts, but these liberals just won't allow it to come out and for them to show the facts. All they want to do is talk about something 20, 30 years ago that has absolutely no proof at all that something Donald Trump done. But you know, when you try to trump up, no pun intended, trump up 97 indictments and you look for them everywhere to just stop one man.
Yeah.
You know what this really tells a person with common sense? If you try to trump up so much stuff to stop a one man named Trump, what is really behind the scenes?
Right.
The boogeyman?
Exactly. Exactly. That's all you have to do is, wait a minute, there's something fishy about this. He really has not done a thing. But they keep every day coming up with some new stone they lift up and they find, they found some more of the documents, the classified documents.
Oh, know? Yeah. And they're always finding something. But the thing is,
Biden's positions. Yeah.
That classified document thing's a dope joke because practically all the presidents did it, including Biden. It's just something for them to kick up dust about. But this thing
it's
about
a non-issue, right?
This thing
unless
about
Trump's selling it, but non-issue, you know.
Yeah.
In all honesty, they're just misplaced.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not that important, okay? Really?
No.
It's just another boogeyman issue. There's another, you know. Thing right there.
Right.
But, you know, that's what they want to do is just to take your eye off the prize.
Exactly. They're trying to take our eye off of what we really need, and that is a leader that will stand up for us, not for all those other boogie people in Congress. And I'm not talking about the ones that dance. I'm talking about the ones that poke.
That's right.
It's kind of boogie men. Boogie women. You know, there's some evil people in Congress, evil, because they're taking all that money to go against the general population's true desires and wishes and dreams.
Yeah.
So they are the boogeyman. They're the boogeyman.
It's deeper than that. Yeah. Killing babies.
Oh, my God. Terrible stuff.
It's evil. It's evil. So, you know, we got to get Trump back in there. He's the only one.
I just don't know if there's going to be enough people that are not impressed the wrong way. You know, these people that are in the middle, in other words, the Republicans that kind of go with the Liz Cheney kind of Republican, go with Ron.
Yeah. Biden.
In other words, the ones that are the establishment Republicans.
Sure.
The ones that, you know, they want their world to continue to be their world. They're not going to vote for someone who's trying to help the little guy so much. Because when you think about it, years and years ago, Republicans, you think about Republican is for rich people, right? In other words, the Republicans were for the rich people. The Democrats supposedly were for the poor people. But this has all gotten messed up. In other words, the Democrats are for themselves, not for anybody, and they're just using people. And then the Republicans, the MAGA wing, is for everybody that's just middle class. Okay. And
yeah. What's wrong with make America great again?
Exactly.
You know.
Yes. So everything's changed. So if you were a Democrat at one time, like the Dixiecrats used to be, you know, now you can freely vote for the MAGAs if you want to, because the MAGA party, the MAGA part of the Republican Party, if you want to break it down that way, is the party that's trying to fight for you. It's sort of like the old folks that were in the Boston Tea Party, the Tea Party that came out and was against taxes. There was so much tax, and then the IRS tried to get them, and literally they're attacking, you know, constantly. And the IRS tried to attack through, you know, the executive branch tried to give them to attack the party, and now they've hired 80,000 marching soldiers for the IRS to attack us. We're under attack. Now they want to come after your bank accounts and freeze those. We're completely under attack. This is not a free democracy. This is not even a republic anymore. Look at Texas. Texas is a republic, supposedly. And now Texas is almost at war with the federal government.
And I know it. Yeah.
And it's a shame because the federal government's the boogeyman. You know,
yep.
Against states' rights. The federal government is trying to run over us so that they can get all of these, you know, immigrants that are illegal to come in and take over voting and power to this, keep them in power, keep the liberals in power. That's what this whole thing's about. And people just can't see that. They think that, Why else would you let illegals come in here by the millions?
Give them a phone. They're all dressed to the hilt. Give them a debit card with $2,000 on it or whatever. And, you know, they're building places for them to live, or they're putting them up in a expensive motel, hotels.
Guess who's paying for that?
We're paying for that. You know?
Bingo.
They're expecting a vote, though, for it, you know.
They're expecting a vote, exactly. It's sort of like when they do stuff for special interest, they're expecting these people to vote for them, or either that they can't give them money, so they're going to vote because, you know, we're having to give them money. But, I mean, the whole thing's crooked. The whole thing is crooked, and Donald Trump knew it. Now, they're making a big deal right now, Rick, about, okay, Donald Trump didn't want them to agree with this so-called sham that, that was trying to come through with the Republican side, where they were going to try to do a bipartisan agreement about the illegal immigrants just recently.
Yeah.
But what we were going to have to agree to was almost worse than what's going on now. In other words, it was going to guarantee that they were going to continue to come in here and rip us off. We need a solid door shut. Donald Trump said, don't vote for that. Now they're saying, oh, well, he's said that so that he'll keep this turmoil going so he can use that as his reason for running president. That's not true. It was a bad deal. That's why he said that. Right. He said it, and everybody knows it's a bad deal that's in there. The Freedom Caucus people know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it was a bad deal. And less than 10, around 10%, give or take, of the Republicans belong to the Freedom Caucus, which is really the only part of the entire bunch of Republicans that really believe in doing what the population that voted for them wants them to do.
Freedom and Constitution. Yeah, that's right.
The rest of them just wanted to get the money and vote for the, you know, whoever paid them. And we need to stop that somehow. Only way we can do that is vote them out, and we identify them and get rid of them, you know? And as bad as I hate to say it, but this lady that's running for a presidential race right now, everybody knows who I'm talking about, Nikki Haley, she's part of the establishment. She's an establishment. She's running on the old established Republican numbers and beliefs, and it's not MAGA. She's nowhere near what MAGA wants or needs. She will out bipartisanship. She'll go in with the Democrats as quickly as she can if she gets in there. And we don't need her. You know, I hope she's not the person running for vice president. I hope they reach out and get somebody else. Anybody but her. Not because she's female. It has nothing to do with it.
You don't see that happening. I don't. No, I don't see that happening. I'd like Ramaswamy.
Oh, yeah. He would be somebody It would be cool if he could be on the vice president ticket. Well, Ron DeSantis would be a good choice, but I think there's too much water under the bridge right now for him to get in there. But you never know. But is the bad things that Nikki Haley is saying about Donald Trump and some of the rest of them? I will say this: Ron DeSantis didn't really say much bad stuff about Donald Trump. He held back.
And yeah, he held back. You watch.
A lot of people said that that was his downfall, and maybe it was. But the thing is, he didn't want to say things he didn't really believe in. I think he really did not want to say things that he didn't feel like were true. So he just held back and then kind of stopped his campaign when he felt like, okay, I can't go any further by not attacking Donald Trump completely like Nikki Haley is doing. And it's just a shame that we have to see all this. But
yeah, it's like, you know, just watching somebody's hanging out there. Well, why would they be hanging out their dirty laundry? Put them in the washing machine. It's just airing out their laundry. Yeah. But
I agree. I totally agree. And you know, the Democrats, though, there's a lot of folks that seem to think that at the last minute they won't run Joe Biden, they'll run Michelle Obama, they'll run the guy from California, Gavin Newsom, or whoever. Somebody else, right at the last second, they'll yank the guy right now, because he's not there. They know he's not all there. He's just a pawn being used by all the powers to be. He's not really in control. And they let him get away. Obviously, they let him get away with all of this money laundering and all these backdoor deals that he's done. But they're coming after Donald Trump. Full force. Look, now I want to say this. This is something really funny. I was listening the other day on TikTok, and then also I Googled it to see if there was any truth to it, and there is a lot of truth to it. Truck drivers. My hat off to truck drivers that say it now. They do not want to go to New York. They're going to refuse to service New York. What do you think about them apples?
I'll tell you what.
There won't be any apples for the big apple.
They'll
have to eat
rotten
apples.
Yeah, that's what we need, though. Everyone to be as bold as they are, you know, in preserving our freedoms. Get out there and let your voice be heard. Talk to your neighbor.
Yeah, we have a lot of truck drivers listen to our show. So if you're a truck driver and you feel like you shouldn't go to the Big Apple because it's a rotten apple now, my hat's off to you. And hey, like one guy said, hey, I don't need to go to the Big Apple. My boss will send me somewhere else. There's no problem. No problem. I'm not going to the Big Apple, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of funny because they're literally trying to destroy their own city with these liberals attacking us because they're attacking Donald Trump, which is the same way as attacking us and the truck drivers and everybody else. And trust me, they would do exactly what Canada did when they tried to come after the truck drivers' monies, retirement camps and stuff like that, if they could get away with it just for pure spite. But if we get Donald Trump back in there, we're going to put New York on their knees. They'll be eating rotten apples with worms in them.
Yeah, along with a lot of other cities and areas and people. But
yeah. It's not for spite. It's not for spite, Rick. It's for just, you know, getting things done that need done. These people are trying to stop us from living.
Yes, exactly.
They're trying to stop us from living. They're trying to stop us from having our retirement fund, if you want to think of it that way. They're trying to do everything they can to ruin the life of the baby boomers and other people that have worked so hard to get their retirements and their monies built up. They want to destroy the stock market. They want to destroy themselves, because what they're doing is going to destroy New York City. I mean, I told my wife.
They're going down with the ship. Yeah.
She used to go to New York, you know, to shop every now, maybe once every year or two. I said, don't ever go back to that place. It's a rotten apple. It's not a big apple. It's a big rotten apple now. Stay away from there. You know, don't go to New York. Don't give them one penny of your money. And truck drivers, if you want to do that, my hat's off to you. Don't drive to New. They say it's a pain in the ass set to drive up there.
It's a long way, David.
But it's a pain to drive in there.
18-wheeler from wherever you are, heading going to New York, you know.
For real.
But
well, hey man, we just about come to an end here, not forever, but just for this show.
You
got anything you want to say before we leave?
Well, I think the thing that I want to say is, David, thank you for the opportunity today, having me on your show. And I'm very happy that I am a citizen of the United States of America, that I was born here, and I was born free. And I pray to God that he will use me in some way to preserve the freedoms that we have and to educate others on what's really going on in the world. And that they too may have some spiritual awakening in these times.
Well, that's really good, Rick. And I feel just like you. I feel just like you. I want to be a tool for helping folks survive the retirement, survive this world that's so evil. The boogeyman, I mean, he's out there. And Rusty, take it away, man. But don't let that boogeyman get you.
No.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Earnest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.